Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter822, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to another Grid Commentary, where the category for this month is...
The category is...
Spooky, Ooky, Halloween Realness. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Ah!
Hi.
And Amber.
Oh, that was some scurry shit.
So today we'll be watching the Power Rangers Ninja Steel Halloween special titled Grave Robber. Grave Robber.
Grave Robber. Grave Robber. Sometimes I wonder why I even bother.
Written by Chip Lynn, Becca Barnes, and Alan Dale, and directed by Oliver Driver. In this episode, a Halloween board game leads the Ninja Steel Rangers into Cosmo Royale's trap, where they must confront monsters they've already beaten. Doesn't that sound familiar? Old monsters. For those unaware what a commentary is, we'll watch the episode together and we'll talk over it. While you guys, gals, are non-binary pals at home, can watch along on Netflix, because Ninja Steel is actually on Netflix. It's one of the few seasons on Netflix, unfortunately. Your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Ah!
The champion of galaxy warriors. The mighty power
star. The mighty power star. Thanks, Morphin Masters.
With his forehead vein popping out.
Yeah, the fact that Dino Fury had to create actual mythology for Ninja Steel, girl.
Yeah, because we had no idea what the fuck this came from.
Simon was like, let me backtrack and fill in these plot holes.
Let me do your job for you.
Hold on, let me fix this.
This should have been a season that they should have skipped, to be honest.
Yeah, but ninjas, guys. Everybody loves ninjas.
People, in fact, do not like ninjas because the toy line didn't do anything.
I like that these are the annoying kids at school that play their music out loud for everybody, though.
They're not even theater kids. Like, why are you singing?
Who's this fucking lady?
Excuse me!
This weird lady who we don't know who it is. That's actually the old lady on the buggy. In the Knights of Amber Beach episode?
Because she's one of those only old women who still act in Auckland.
I mean, the net is not that wide, so...
She's like, great, I have to recycle all this electronic waste now.
Trick-or-treating, y'all are like 25.
Yeah, for real. At least current ones are like, let's go to a Halloween party.
It's like, oh, we're in high school. We'll go trick-or-treating.
Peter's fucking older than me.
Like, at least put under the bribe, like, in Mighty Morphin, where they're like, oh, we're taking kids trick-or-treating. Like, at least that's a good fallacy.
Okay, so Dino Charge... to have a Halloween party, and then Dino Supercharge started the trend of, let's have the Rangers go trick-or-treating. I'm like, what? What fucking corporate mandate is that?
I'm telling you what, I would not give any, like, fucking 25-year-old looking 17-year-olds any of my chocolate bars. I don't care how good your costumes are.
Go home.
Speaking of costumes, the girls' costumes are way better than they were in the Super Ninja Steel episode.
I think they spent the Halloween costume budget in this episode.
Because fucking Super Ninja Steel had Sarah as a pilot and Haley as a hippie.
It's like, shit. We fucked up. We didn't realize we're gonna have two. And remember that Zydrate comes in a little glass vial.
How does he even do they even know who Cosmo is? Vial. Do they ever fucking interact with him?
Wouldn't Brody?
Yeah, Brody would know because he was a slave on that ship for 10 years, even though he never talks about it.
Right?
Yeah.
Never. It's like, you were a slave. Do you not have any PTSD?
Like, he never talks about it, ever.
Like, did they just treat you really good? Like, that's
confusing. Like, it's an interesting backstory, but you never mention it or talk
like,
about
milk it. A little bit. Like, I'm not saying go, like, full dark, but, like, maybe him have an episode where he has nightmares.
Don't go the what's his name? Juoger? Like the world? Don't do that.
Yeah, don't be getting stressy depressy. It's like if Zato never mentions Rafcon ever.
It's like explore a little bit of that sadness. Like it's okay, just a little bit. Let's not get too crazy. As a trap!
Oh, this is the scariest thing Nico Griffin will ever be a part of. Wink, wink. Talk about an American Horror Story.
The real horror story is that Christmas episode he was in. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, God, the naughty list. That was garbage, mama. Oh, look at those fucking lips on Cosmo.
Those are some DSL.
Honey, she's serving.
How? Are you gonna blow up the fucking classroom or something?
They're gonna get sucked into the game.
I mean, they already get sucked in the game.
But they're gonna stay in the game forever.
Who turns into Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah, stupid.
That's what you get for trying to cheat, Presto.
You bonehead. But nothing with magic in the name can be bad.
I gotta get one of those.
Lamus gets first turn.
I love traps! AKA, let's waste Sentai footage we didn't use yet.
Smart, though.
It is smart. I like it. It's better than a clip show. At least it's stuff we haven't seen yet.
I will give it that. There's no clip show.
Yeah.
I mean, both the Halloweens are technically not really clip shows, because Super Ninja Steel uses clips they didn't use either, except for one.
God, I really hate this pink suit. I fucking hate it so much.
Not a fan of the shade of pink.
No, I'm not a fan of the fact that she has fucking white boots.
Oh, right, yeah. I remember. You went off about the suit design ranking.
I fucking hate it. Like, every other suit looks really nice and clean. I've always hated the pink one. And it sucks. I usually like the pink one.
Don't you hate the white leggings on the White Ranger, too?
I only because the pink one. If the pink had pink legs, then it would make sense. But since they don't.
Or if White Ranger had pink legs, since she has pink accents already.
Yeah. It's just so weird there is a white and pink ranger in this season, because they usually like have one or the other.
Right? Especially because the white has pink accents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just a weird choice.
That was an aggressive role.
It's Sarah.
She probably cheated.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers Hack Track. It's a good thing it was arm's distance.
Can they not stand up?
Oh, it's so nice you get to cheat.
They're
again.
They're stuck on the seat.
Oh.
I guess Cosmo glued them to the seats.
Oh, wow, you hop.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you got me, bitch. We gotta use a thing we didn't adapt in the Sentai yet.
Because this episode is all about that, using that technique.
And this episode is all about using shit we haven't used yet. To save on filming new shit.
It's like, hey, I learned this. Off camera.
It's not as bad as Samurai, but Ninja Steel is still a cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that we didn't get a Japanese Red Ranger for Samurai, the fact we didn't get one for Ninja Steel either. What the fuck? Still!
What's that about?
Still!
I like that he used a wind attack and she used a forest attack and did the same fucking thing.
Like, what?
Oh no! Did you voice this monster, Austin?
That was easy.
Wow. Oh, Jesus! Talk about overkill.
Not every space even has a graveyard, so, like, what are they supposed to do?
Roll again, I guess? Surprise, bitch!
What the fuck?
It looks like you're just sitting up there, bitch.
Vibing.
It makes perfect sense.
That shot was in all the trailers.
Oh no, Japanese people in the background. But they're not real, because they're in the game. I mean, in the actual fight you had with him, it was a random dragon.
Oh, wow.
Stupid.
No.
Hi.
No.
Jesus Christ.
You dick.
I mean, that's one way to stretch the runtime.
Who the fuck was he?
Hi-ya. Yeah.
What happened?
Wait a second.
Oh, me and two cheaters. Don't make it right.
Oh, no.
Not great.
I bet that's a Brody solo. Wow.
You didn't creative. Roll.
No, it's Calvin because he rolled it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to be like, oh, there's going to let red ticket.
As it's like, yellow wait,
was that a focus episode? Yeah. They totally fuck.
Hey.
Time to get cock knocked.
Nice. Ah!
You flaming pile of garbage this season.
It's like, we couldn't even be bothered to, like, redo this because it's just, let's poorly dub a Japanese man.
I mean, at least it's not bad as that episode of Super Mega Force that had a whole fucking scene with a dubbed woman.
Ugh, God. Why? That was nice of Cosmo to let them watch it on the little globe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that has Netflix too.
It's their viewing globe.
Oh! Hi-o. Damn, you just yeeted him.
Yeet that old man right out of the fucking door.
He's not real.
You're made of computer. It's fine. That's asking for some PTSD.
Misfortune card.
What do you mean? He did save the dude.
But not himself.
Oh, wow. But then he actually did save himself?
Like, it's not like he was going to die after falling off a cliff. The Power Rangers have done far worse than that and survived.
Also, didn't Nagi, like, make another vine?
Probably.
Oh, they didn't even roll the dice that time.
Nope, it was a Gigantify round.
It's a Gigantify round, so they didn't really need to, I guess.
Remember, this game doesn't really make a lot of sense.
There's no rules. Cosmo just makes it up as he goes along.
Yeah.
He's like, I really just want to murder you pieces of shit, so...
I really just want my own episode, while Odious and Galvanax are taking a nap.
He's like, I'm just trying to murder some children. Like, honestly.
Isn't that very specific?
Wouldn't Levi be wondering where the fuck they are?
Is it really the Rebel Riders, or though they're in a game?
Yeah, like, how would they have their access to their Zords?
Their powers.
Their powers, anything.
Alright, try not to think that much. It's fucking Ninja Steel.
It's Ninja Steel. I mean, even in the actual episode, it didn't make that much sense. Oh, it's a little UFO. I was like, is it the shitty little dragon?
I think you need the fucking red Zord to make that formation, though. Pew pew. Let's go.
I'm still kind of mad they didn't bother to turn Robo Red and, like, have that be the same character.
Yeah, like Redbot? Like, why does Redbot exist?
You waste a whole fucking character connection because you don't even fucking get Redbot.
We don't even know who created Redbot. He has two fucking focus episodes in season one. We have no backstory for him.
Right? Like, that's trash.
And apparently he's Brody's best friend, but we never have an episode about the two of them. Like, the first one is about him and Haley, and the other one was about him writing Power Rangers fanfiction, making him book. Parkour. Oh, yeah, good one. Yeah, blew up that building that has no people in it.
If they had made Robo Red into the Red Bot, like, they could have done that with the Robo Rider with Brody, and that would have been really fun.
You could have had Red Bot and Blue Bot.
Like, that would be cute as heck.
And they could have been brothers, like how Levi and Brody are brothers. Aw, Mick.
I'm just still mad because they took away my red gold shipping for brothers. Like, I'm mad. I'm still mad.
You are the saving grace of this season, Mick. Oh, I remember when Levi was introduced, we shipped them hard. That was so awkward. But thankfully, we found out that they were brothers.
The moment we found out they were brothers, I was like, well.
Before we recorded, so we didn't have a gush about them for the whole episode.
I'm so mad, too, because usually, red and golds are not siblings.
I'm sorry, what was selfish of him? Wanting to...
not play the fucking game with them.
How is that selfish?
How dare you not want to celebrate Halloween with your friends?
That's not my vibe.
I just wanted to hang out here.
Levi respects their decision to do that shit. They should respect his decision about not wanting to play the game.
He's like, hey, I don't vibe with that, but you guys have fun. It's not like he dissed him for it and called him fucking Melvin.
Right?
I guess he cares now because he dressed up for Halloween next year as that King Tut. They could have had, like, a good reason. It's like, oh, my dad disappeared, so my childhood was fucked, and we didn't get to celebrate things like Halloween and Christmas, because my dad was stuck in a prison, and my brother was trapped in space.
In the foster homes I lived in, they didn't really celebrate Halloween.
Yeah, like, who raised Aiden? How the fuck did he become Hannah Montana? I mean, Levi Weston.
I mean, did he ever go back to being Aiden? I think he just stayed Levi forever.
No, that's what's dumb.
Just call me Levi, bitch.
It's like, why? What? No, your name's Aiden.
They never call him Aiden, ever.
So weird.
And then there's this whole episode about him happy to, that he's like, be yourself. And it's like, really, Levi? You're going to tell a kid to be yourself when you're not even yourself? You go by a different fucking name?
Unless he changed his name when he was really young. Where's the drama of them, like, learning how to be brothers? Like, come on.
There's no substance. It has no flavor.
It's okay. We're getting fulfilled with siblings this season with Dino Fury.
Well, there should have been, like, I don't know, something of them, like, learning how to be brothers again and, like, trying to hang out. And they didn't grow up together. So, like, what are your interests? I don't know. I didn't grow up with you.
I mean, they did way better sibling dynamics later on in later seasons with Nate and Steel and now Javi and Izzy.
Yeah. Oh, Javi and Izzy are really good.
Mm-hmm.
That cockpit is ugly.
Probably some of the better siblings in recent years.
Show's over. Ninjas eat ass.
Show's over. Ninjas cultural appropriate.
You know what's cheating? Your face is fucking cheating.
You really, bitch? I'm gonna destroy this fucking hourglass.
These frogs.
These frogs, like, they fucking have no explanation.
They're just called ninja blasters. They could have called them, like, I don't know, toad guns. Toad blasters.
Ribbit rifles? I don't know.
Ribbit rifles! That's a good one.
What were they fucking called? They had a really funny name in the Ninja, and I actually didn't hate it. But it's like, well, if you all wouldn't be Melvins and play video games that you just find, maybe next time.
I don't like board games. Like, that was his reason. He didn't like board games.
Like, that's not selfish. Shut up.
That's not. It's just like, And plus, there's already plenty of people to play. It'd be different if, like...
There's five of them! No.
Levi's not even wearing a costume.
He's Levi Weston for Halloween. Their portrayal of high school is just, they're babies. They're in fucking kindergarten. They're babies and bodies of adults.
I mean, look at Sarah. She's dressed literally like a rainbow unicorn thing.
Alrighty, so that was Grave Robber from Power Rangers Ninja Steel. Does anyone have any final comments before we wrap this shit up?
How dare they smack down on Levi for just not liking to play video games and not enjoying Halloween?
That's a terrible message.
I think it's terrible that somebody doesn't like Halloween, but I'm not gonna fucking brag on him.
Don't submit to peer pressure, bitch.
Shows a terrible message to kids, like, yeah, you can still have fun if you hang out with your friends, but if it's not something you want to do, there's not a problem with just stepping away from it.
I don't know what it was about this season in particular, but the messages are always a little fucked up. It's so weird too, because this is written by the same people that wrote Beast Morphers and Dino Fury, and those messages were mwah. But overall, this was a good episode, in my opinion. The best in Ninja Steel, probably.
Yeah, although the editing was kind of okay. They have to roll, but then like they didn't roll that one time, and then
little continuity hiccups here and there, but I'll forgive it.
This and Dimensions in Danger are kind of like the only saving graces of Ninja Steel.
I mean, I like the Ranger ribbon, the episode about Preston's, the ribbon tree and Preston's dead mom. That's fine.
I feel like any episode with Sarah in it, I kind of don't like it just because on principle now.
I hate Sarah.
Ninja Steel is just a season I never really want to revisit again. Like, if I'm going to be doing a rewatch, I'll go Dino Charts, get Ninja Steel, watch Beast Morphers, watch Dino.
It's like, are you ever going to rewatch Ninja Steel? No. No, I don't think I will.
If you watch Beast Morphers after Dino Charge, it doesn't really matter because right after it has a team up with Dino Charge. So it's like Ninja Steel doesn't even exist.
Well, it's probably because they know everybody hates it. So they're like, let's just not.
All the Ninja Steel references are Mayor Daniels references Galvanax, and Levi Weston posters are in the sports special in season two. That's like it.
They're pushing it. But I mean, also to be fair though, Go Busters did come closer to Kyoryuger than Ninja did. It kind of feeds it. It's like, let's forget it happened because it was not good.
I mean, everybody loves Dino Charge, so it's like, why not?
Dino Charge did no wrong.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I mean, finale.
Dad.
That's about
even
it.
Even that finale is better.
James and the finale.
James Navarro and the finale are the only bad things about Dino Charge. But are we good?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. There's only so much I can rip on Ninja Steel in one night.
I'll never be good after watching a Ninja Steel episode. But yeah.
Even as much as I hate a samurai, I think I'd probably rather watch a samurai episode than a Ninja Steel episode.
I like Party Monsters. That's a fun one.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do that one next year.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather watch Ninja Steel more than I would rather watch Megaforce, though. So that says something.
So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be starting our November commentaries with Amber's birthday pick. Show Shots from Power Rangers in Space.
Because Ray's gotta watch it at least once a year because of me.
Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Unpleasant dreams.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.